Hello and welcome to episode 18, part 2, or as I like to call it, episode 19.
Let's get wild, Bruce.
I'm making with the recordings, Mike. I got it recording now.
Hold on, oh, Bruce, Lord. Just so I can get right for this, I'm going to chug my beer real quick so I'm ready to be loosey-goosey with this shit.
Okay, I'm changing notes. Soon.
Don't get me started, love. I've had too much to drink.
Random movies on the planet just now.
You know, but they would put asses in seats.
Probably.
And Will Smith in all of them.
And Will Smith in all of them. And who's he playing? Whoever. He's playing Will Smith in every film is what
he's
playing.
He's playing Poison Ivy.
Sweet. A male Poison Ivy just like dressed like Tarzan and everything.
Yeah, but his name is Poison Ivan.
Poison Ivan. Oh, does this mean he's Russian too?
Ooh, Will Smith as a plant-based Russian.
In Soviet Russia,
God, really, at this point, it's a race between Marvel and DC as who's going to cast Nicolas Cage first.
But for what?
It doesn't matter.
Is that really what you think it is?
No. But I want to see that. I want to see which one of them essentially gives up and casts Nicolas Cage.
I thought you liked Nicolas Cage.
I do, but he hasn't made a good movie in like 13 years.
What was his last good movie then?
I liked Adaptation. I liked Bringing Out the Dead.
Well, Adaptation was like 04, so that was at least 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's. I mean, yeah. The second Ghost Rider is better than the first one, but I don't know if I'd say it's good.
Okay, I gotcha. Is it entertaining, though?
Parts of it, yes.
The one thing I know about the Ghost Rider movie is that the director filmed like the X Games. That was what he was known for before he directed Ghost Rider 2.
Oh, no, the Ghost Rider 2 is two guys that directed it.
Aren't they the guys who used to do, like, they would, like, record, like, the X Games and stuff like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, but they've also done all the Crank movies.
Oh, okay, that's right. But I from what I understand, they like to, I mean, obviously they like to blow up stuff, but they like to get cameras in really terrifying positions.
Oh, yeah, they just like to strap cameras to shit and see what happens.
They're like, we're going to dig a trench here, and we're going to flip a car over the trench, and we want to be shooting from in the trench.
Yep.
You guys stay off to the side. I actually want to hold the camera. Can we do this? Blow it up now. Let's go. Yep. Oh, God, it's going to land on me.
And that's part of the interesting part of Ghost Rider, too, is there's just random crazy shit for no reason. And you're like, whatever, it's Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
there are no rules with Ghost Rider. He pisses fire. I'm fine with that.
Right, he's a flaming skull for Christ's sake.
Yeah, and the devil's in it, and like part of his face is melting, and what's the one guy, Blackout or whatever, like everything he touches rots.
Oh yeah.
So
well,
like
that's his name, but I know. What you're
I don't know.
About.
Like he can't eat a sandwich because he can't pick it up because it rots. And like
so, does he leave it on the plate and kind of like lean over and try to chew on it?
No. But he brings somebody back from the dead to drive for him. Because he can't touch a car or it just rusts.
But he can bring dead things back to life?
I think the devil does that, so he'll have somebody to... I don't know.
Is the devil Mephisto?
I don't know. Maybe?
Or Mephistopheles? What's
Mephistopheles!
Yeah.
No, I don't... He's not the red, spiky-haired guy.
Okay.
There's no mention of Spider-Man.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. He's like, if you make a deal with me and I take something from your past, you can have one more day. And everybody goes, no, it's a trap!
The guy from Star Wars just goes, it's a trap!
Yeah, Admiral Akbar pops in, it's a trap!
Young Akbar.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay.
But,
that was like 20 minutes.
Yes. We barely talked about the Suicide Squad. That's great. But what do we know about the Suicide Squad? It's just random casting decisions. I think
Jared Leto may be the Joker in it, but the Joker is not part of the Suicide Squad. So
right.
Maybe he's the guy that the Suicide Squad sent after? I have no clue.
Okay, here's a question. How many people is enough for the Suicide Squad? Five? Or is that
five?
Okay. Who would be the characters that you would want? Now, does that include like Amanda Waller being it or Lex Luthor?
No,
or you're talking about the team.
There's like five villains that are sent out, and at least one of them has to be killed.
Right. So who are your five?
Captain Boomerang, Deadshot.
Mm-hmm.
You need some big idiot, like Blockbuster.
Okay.
Okay. Well, actually, okay, let's look at the Justice League and let's pick one villain from each of the heroes.
Okay, there you go.
Because that's probably what they're going to be spun off of or spun into.
Yeah, you think they'll be part of the Justice League movie?
Yeah, maybe. So Captain Boomerang's a Flash villain.
Sure.
Deadshot is a Batman villain.
Okay.
Okay, and if we go with Blockbuster.
Well, now you could also argue that he's a Green Arrow villain too, right? Or has he always been more of a Batman villain?
I don't think Green Arrow's going to be in the Justice League movies. He's just TV only, so it doesn't count.
Okay, so okay.
So then we're going to need, let's say, you can't say like Hades or anybody like that for Wonder Woman. Like, who's a good Wonder Woman villain?
Cheetah? Cheetah would be a good Suicide Squad member,
okay.
I think.
Yep, she's got speed and shit.
Yep.
Okay, so we need two more. Like Aquaman, who would, you don't want to waste his brother on something like this.
So not Seamaster, or Ocean Master, I'm sorry.
Right.
So it has to be Black Manta then, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Who else do you choose for?
He has no one. He has the fisherman. I'm serious. He's a villain called the fisherman. And then people who litter.
Who were like in the Gleason run with I can't think of the Will Pfeiffer.
Yeah,
who was the guy?
Yeah.
Who was the villain that you liked in that series, or did you just really like the artwork in that?
I really liked the artwork in that, but the main villain was like an evil corporation.
Okay,
but they had a guy. What was his name? Like Stingray or something like that. No, the Eel. That was his name. The Eel.
Okay,
they had like electric water power, so it was kind of cool.
So that's something you could at least put in, just so you don't get rid of your Black Manta or your. Or your Ocean Master, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
So then you Cyborg?
Is
Green Lantern in the this Batman movie?
He should be. More than Cyborg, for God's sake.
But Cyborg has been cast in the Batman Superman movie, yes?
Which I don't understand why Geoff Johns keeps pushing Cyborg at us.
He loves Cyborg.
Who the hell's him and Crichton are the only people who know who Cyborg are?
Here's the problem. I love Cyborg. I think he's great as a Teen Titan. I don't think he should be in the Justice League.
No.
And I'm not saying he doesn't deserve, but when I think of him, I think he should be fighting with Starfire and, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And Raven and things like that.
Okay, so there's nothing that Cyborg can do that other people in the league can't already do.
Right.
He doesn't bring anything special to the table. Oh, he hacked into that system. Fuck you. Where's Batman?
Right.
He'll hack into it. Oh, you got to use your sonic disruption beam to, you know, where's Superman? Just have him punch it.
Now, see, if we look at it, Green Lantern makes more sense towards the Suicide Squad because you could think of, and I'm not talking Sinestro, but he has tons of Earth-based villains too that he could go. I mean, you could use a bunch of different stuff. I mean, the tattooed man that they use in the Geoff Johns run of Green Lantern, where he like his tattoos would come to life and like would have different powers. Like he had like a skull with bat wings that would attack people and like.
I like Black Hand.
Yes, there's another good villain too. And what they did with him later on, where like he could actually, like his hand had actually been cut off, and when his hand grew back, it would actually kill things.
Yeah.
You know, that was kind of neat.
Yeah, he's got a death touch. I mean, that's
kind of cool.
A perfect villain. Yeah,
So
I would round it out with five with Black Hand.
Right. So there you go. And that matches up pretty well. Now people are gonna be like, "Where's Harley Quinn?" Because that's the big Harley Quinn in the past. I feel like 5 years has become more of a thing than anything else you could think of. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but when I close my eyes and think of Harley Quinn, I still remember her from the cartoons.
Yes, but now people think of her in this like
trauma.
This two piece psycho girl with I don't know, like it's. With a giant sledgehammer. Like that's
well, she had the sledgehammer back in the Paul Dini, Bruce Timm era.
That is a good point.
But she just didn't wear a corset.
Right. And look like a slut.
Yeah, I don't get it.
And so I know we're running a little bit longer on this, but did you end up watching that Secret Six Batman movie? or
yeah,
based
the,
off
yeah, Attack on Arkham.
Yeah, did you? I remember you said you were watching some of it. Did you actually finish the whole thing?
Yep.
And was it good then or not?
Not too
okay. Good. All right, so there you go. So, I mean, I wonder how it sold because I know it started tied into the Arkham video games.
Yeah.
So I don't know if people are excited about that or not.
I didn't like those games either. Those games seem made for slow people.
Yeah, I played the first one, and it was interesting, but it just got so boring after a while. Like
I hated it. Because there were moments in there where, like, Batman would tell you to do something. I'm like, I don't want you to walk me through it.
Right.
Let me play the game.
I wonder what you would do if you were in this situation.
Yeah.
I get it. I read the books. I understand these things. I'm not a two-year-old. Thank you.
Yeah.
But no, it's just – so we'll see where this Suicide Squad goes. I mean, obviously, we're going to keep talking about it, but
– Suicide Squad 2017. Consider our tickets sold already.
Already, no.
We'll definitely. See you in the, something. I don't know.
That was cheesy. But until the next time, we will see where this gets us, so.
X-Men.
Yeah, I know. I
because the Suicide Squad has no music.
Yeah.
Because it's a non-existent property. Poor DC. God. Poor DC. The Challengers of the Unknown is that'll be the next property no one's ever heard of that no one wants to see as a motion picture.
Now,
you know what's going to be really embarrassing? If Big Hero 6 does better.
But that's not even tied into Marvel, though.
It kinda?
No, there is you know what? You brought up the fact that it says, you know, by the people who created Wreck-It Ralph and Frozen. I have looked at that movie extensively.
Yeah.
And I think Disney has outright purchased the property. Like, I mean, it's one thing to say, well, Disney owns Marvel. I think Disney itself owns Big Hero 6 as its own entity. They said, there's something here that we like. We're going to take it and do everything different, though.
I'm trying to think back to so Crichton saw some Big Hero 6 stuff. We went out, like, pre-Christmas shopping. Where I'm like, hey, buddy, tell me what you want. You know, I handed him my camera phone. I'm like, take pictures of what you want Santa to bring you.
Yeah.
And I think that worked out beautifully.
Oh, yeah.
But he took a picture of some Big Hero 6 stuff. I think it said Marvel on it.
I don't...
Because there was like a coloring book.
Let me see here real quick. I'm going to go to the website and see if it says anything about Marvel Comics or anything like that. Or Marvel
Entertainment. Went to the web. To the web. On one of the mini internets.
Many of the intrawebs. Do you think there's people that are like, so if this is Big Hero 6, where's Big Hero 1 through 5?
You mean like Leonard Part 6?
Yeah, like where's all this other stuff?
I loved the movie Leonard Part 6.
Okay, I don't know what that means, by the way. I don't know.
You never saw that, the Bill Cosby movie, Leonard Part 6?
Uh-uh.
Really?
I swear I didn't.
It's a funny movie.
I believe you. It's Bill Cosby.
It can be
aside from Ghost Dad, what could be wrong with that?
Okay, here, I'm looking at a photo Crichton took of a Big Hero 6 comic / coloring book. It comes with 30 stickers, apparently. Puzzles, games, blah, blah, blah. Nope. Oh, you know how they got me?
How's that?
So, Big Hero 6 is white letters on a red rectangular background.
I'm looking at it right now, yep.
Up at the top, it's Disney, but, I mean, man, that's Marvel shade of red, isn't it?
Hells yeah, it is.
I mean, that's Marvel's logo, just a little difference in Disney.
I'm looking at it right now, yeah. It does not say... Who created that? Wasn't it Chris Claremont and
and I don't know, someone. That's back when Chris Claremont had that like lifetime contract with Marvel.
Right. And
did you ever hear about that deal?
No, you will have to tell me about that because I do not know a damn thing about that.
Real quick, and then we got to end this episode because we're like 34.
Oh, we're still recording. I thought you said that. No. We're fucking around.
No, we're 28 minutes in. So Chris Claremont, I can't remember what the hell brought it up. Like, he did some work for DC, and Marvel was like, oh, no, we can't have you doing that.
Eight Sovereign so, Seven.
So Chris Claremont, as far as I know, like, he has a lifetime contract where Marvel has to at least publish 2 books of his a year.
Wow.
Now, they can only publish, like, 1 issue of each, but Chris Claremont gets 2 series a year.
For life.
I'm pretty sure. Ask Justin about it, because Justin was a big fan of that X-Men Forever thing, and talked to the artist, and it was like, yeah, the book doesn't sell for shit. Marvel has to put it out because of this deal with Chris Claremont, blah, blah, blah.
That's really funny.
Yeah. So the Big Hero 6 was a Chris Claremont thing. He put that out, I think, at the same time he did like an X-Men Next Generation type of thing, where it was
He did that Gen Next or whatever it
was. Yeah, where it was like, it's the Beast's son and, like, Cannonball's daughter and just random...
Something to do with Colossus and all kinds of stuff,
yeah,
too?
Oh, yeah, it was like, what if all the X-Men had hooked up randomly? Because it was like, Colossus and Celia Ray had a kid.
And I almost bet this was Marvel like, well, if Chris Claremont's going to write a book, can we at least make it something the fans want to see? And there was a bunch of stuff that was voted on to make this book, too. I remember this.
Okay.
But, let's hang this up then.
30 minutes.
All right, kiddos.
I love you, Ryan Merrill.
Yeah, and yeah, thanks, Ryan. You're your cousin. Drake, Ryan Drake.
Eat this shit up.
Yeah, that's right.